This class, we are going to study one historical event. That is the battle in Ebenezer. Let's turn to Romans chapter 15 first. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. There are so many personal story or experience in the Bible. There are so many events wrote in the Bible. Paul mentioned what's the purpose of this personal story or the historical events. Here mentioned we can learn the teachings from the personal story or the historical events. And we can get the comfort and patience, so we can have a hope. The hope is very important for the journey of faith. We need to have a living hope. We need to have the eternal hope. We don't know when we will encounter tribulation or difficulties. In that situation, how could we stand firm in our faith because of the hope? Just like in apostolic time, in their environment is so so bad for them. It's not easy to keep their faith, and so many saints they have kept their faith. Why? Because they have living hope. If we read the letters of the New Testament, it's easy for us to find out there is one important content in their letters or conversation, that is resurrection. Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected, so they also have this hope. One day, they are going to resurrect, just like Lord Jesus Christ. So even they face the death, they still kept their faith because they have a living hope. How could we have that kind of living hope? Because of the Bible. We study the Bible, and we also can build up that kind of living hope. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Chapter 7, verse 10. Verse 10, now as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel. Verse 11, and the men of the Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as below Bethokah. 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus the Lord has helped us.
13. So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. 14. Then the city which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, for Ekron to Gath, and Israel recovered its territory from the hands of the Philistines. Also, there was peace between Israel and the Amorites.
They win the battle, so they also recover so many territories. The name Ebenezer it means a stone of help. It means they won the battle because the helping of God. So we study these events. The purpose is how could we learn how could Israel get the God's help and the revive. So today we also need to get the help from God and revive our faith, our faith. So there's three main points concern this event. The first one, how could they get the God's help? Because they has the faithful worker. That is Samuel. We know the story of Samuel. When we talk about Samuel, we should not neglect his mother, the mother of prayer. So behind Samuel, there's an important person in his life. Samuel has a mother of prayer. One day, we will become parents. We should become become parents of prayer. The journey of faith, parents is important. Is a important role for the children. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 20. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. 21. Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. 22. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever. Verse 26. And she said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here, praying to the Lord. 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I ask of him. 28. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worship the Lord there. Even it's not easy to have a son for Hannah, but she fulfilled his vow. She asked God to give her a son, and he wanted to offer her son to serve God the whole life. So not only did she a woman of prayer, she also was a woman of faith. She is a faithful sister in front of God. She did according to her prayer. How could Samuel, a faithful worker, why do I say he is a faithful worker? Number one, because God is with Samuel. God is with Samuel. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. First Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. 35, then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. Chapter 3, verse 19. So Samuel grew, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall into ground. 20. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as the prophet of the Lord. 21. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. From here we can see God was with Samuel. Samuel is a faithful worker for the God. Number two, Samuel let Israel return to God. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 2. So it was that the ark remained in Kirjath Jearim a long time. It was there 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Verse 3. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths from among you, and prepare your heart for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hands of the Philistines. Verse 4. So the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreths, and served the Lord only. Samuel let the Israel people return to God. One of major items is Samuel asked them to get rid of the idol among in their life. In Samuel's time, the chosen people, they allow the idols in their daily life. For this reason, God handed them to their enemies, Philistines. So if they want to defeat their enemies, they suppose something they needed to do first. It's just like today, if we want to have the help from God, we should do something. The leader, the worker of God, they should be a faithful worker. So for this reason, we might be the IE teachers. We might be carry out some holy work in the church. We might be a team leader. So we need to become a faithful worker. For this reason, we need to pray for our workers. We need to pray for our church councils, the church ministers, because the workers related to the helping of God. If we can have good workers in our team, in our group, in the church, and then we are easy to get the help from God. So Samuel tried to guide the people return to God. What's the meaning? Return to God. It's not just physically went to the temple and to worship. It's not just physically to go to the offering place to sacrifice the animals. The most important is the heart. Return to God. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. My son, give your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. The tongue, just like the Heavenly Father, tell us, my son, give me your heart. God does not ask, my son, give me your money. My son, give me your car. My son, give me your credit card. The Heavenly Father is asking, give me your heart. And then let your eyes observe my ways. There is order. We usually say, Lord, give me your words. Give me your teachings so I can follow your teachings. Yes, that's important. But first, our heart return to God. And then our eyes can observe God's ways. As long as our heart return to God, and then we can realize how wonderful the teachings of God. No matter how wonderful the teachings of God, if our heart did not return to God, we cannot realize the purpose of God's word, the value of God's words. So how come our heart could not return to God? Because there are so many American idols in our daily life. The American idols in your Apple, in your Dell, in your HP. Many American idols in your school. Many American idols in TV, in your daily life, in your magazines. So we need to get rid of idols in our daily life. We might not worship the physical idol. We don't like it. Even I think most of you grow up in the TJC. So even you don't like the temple, but there are so many visible, invisible idols actually in our daily life. So we are many of you are the IE teachers. So before we, this is one of the goal, guide our students return to God. God wants their heart. So we also need to give our heart to God first. And Samuel also pray for the Israel. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 5. Verse 5, and Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. Here Samuel said, I will pray to the Lord for you. This is one of the major tasks of the holy workers. Why does holy workers need to spend so much time in prayer? Because this is one of the major tasks. Pray for the congregation. If you were the IE teacher, you need to spend time, not only just pray for yourself, you also need to spend time to pray for your students in your class. If you were like to be a good teacher. Verse 6, chapter 7, verse 6. So they gathered together at the Mizpah, drew water, and poured it out before the Lord. And they fasted that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord, and the Samuel judged the children of Israel in the Mizpah. It's not easy to ask a person, you confess your wrongdoing, you confess your sin, because even the little child, they like their face. The little child knows how to cover his wrongdoing. But we know without the confess in front of God, there is no way to receive the forgiveness. So how could a person confess in front of God? Here Samuel has prayed for them, so they can confess, the congregation can confess their sin in front of God. It's not I force you. This is the evidence. So confess your wrongdoing. No. Confess is not I force a person force. I force you. It's because of from your own heart. And prayer can, the work of the Holy Spirit can make a person confess in front of God. So for this reason, many times the true seeker, they confess their sin. Why? Because they are touched by the Holy Spirit. They are touched by the words of God. It's not necessary pastor told them you should repent, you should confess your sin. If I force a person to confess their sin, they might reject. Are you better than me? How come you say I'm a sinner? Indeed, the person is sinner, but the person try to keep their faith. Samuel is a faithful worker because he led the congregation in the right way. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 15.
And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. 16. He went from year to year on the circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and the Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. 17. But he always returned to Ramah, for his home was there. There he judged Israel, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
Not only did Samuel pray for the congregation, he also here mentioned he went here, there, to judge the people. Why did he judge the people? Because he want to let the people know what is right, what is wrong. He want to talk the people the right way. So he also spent so much time to deal with, to treat people's issue, try to guide them in, walk in the, right way. So if we want to get the help of God, the number one, we need to have a faithful worker. Who is the worker? You are the holy worker. I am the holy worker. So we should become a faithful worker, and then we can, the congregation, the group, the team can get the help from God. How could Israel get the God's help and revive? The second, the congregation has a true repentance. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 2. Verse 2, so it was that the ark remained in a certain place. A long time it was there, 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the law. Here mentioned, the Israel lamented after the war. This is the right attitude. Even they were idols among them. Now they encountered the difficulties because they were defeated by their enemy, Philistines. So they want to return to God. So they lamented after the law. This is the good beginning. This is the good beginning. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 63. Psalm chapter 63, verse 8.
My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand uphold me. As long as we want to walk with God, as long as we want to follow and close to God, then God's right hand uphold us. So there's the order. We want to draw near to God, and then God will help us. So we need to have a heart, long for God, long for the helping of God. And then we ask God to attract us. Because there are so many
issues in our daily life. Our friends want to attract us. Some materials want to attract us. The world want to attract us. The activities want to attract us. So we know we also need to ask God, God, you attract me. Let's turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 44. Gospel John chapter 6, verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Here, Lord Jesus say, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Lord Jesus, draw us to him. So in our prayer, we ask God to give us the longing heart. We ask, Lord Jesus, your love, your spirit, your words attract me. Use the powerful way to attract me. We should admit, because there are many things try to draw us to them. Even the Satan want to get you again, get you back. So we need to ask God to attract us. 1 Samuel chapter 3, chapter 7. First Samuel chapter 7, verse 3. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your heart, here Samuel asked them, return to God with all your heart. So we need to the people need to return to God whole heart. Just like many saints, when they get the help from God, it's because they return to God all their heart. That Jesus is our only admiration. That Jesus is our only affection. Let Jesus is our only allegiance. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 73. Psalm 73, verse 25. Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. 26. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The writer used the words to describe what's the meaning. Return to God all our heart. Verse 25 say, whom have I in heaven but you? Only you. Only Jesus. And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. This is a so close relationship with God. how could we have this kind of heart in our prayer? If we truly into the prayer,
it seems
nothing is more important than Jesus. So sometimes some people will ask, how long should I pray? There is no standard, but this is for your reference. If you want to indeed experience how wonderful the prayer is, if you want to experience how important the prayer is, you pray until you enter this kind of level. Nothing is important than Jesus. Just like here mentioned, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. That kind of feeling is just like this is the heaven. Heaven is here. So we are on earth. How could we experience the heaven in our prayer? The congregation had the true repentance because they get rid of idols in their life because of they serve God only. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 4. And their actions, when we talk about repentance, is also followed by, is also related some actions. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 7. First Samuel chapter 7, verse 6. Verse 6. So they gathered together at the Mizpah, drew water, and poured it out before the Lord. And they fasted that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at the Mizpah. 7. Now when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at the Mizpah, the Lord of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of Philistines. Verse 8. So the children of Israel said to Samuel, don't cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines. Verse 9. And Samuel took a sickening lamb and offered as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord of Israel, and the Lord answered him. So here have several actions they had done. Number one, they fasted because they had a special request, because they faced their strong enemies, because they knew they were not able to overcome their enemies. So they have a special request. They have a special purpose. So they needed fast. So this is one of the reasons why do we fast and pray. If we realize in my life I have a certain need, I have a certain goal, I need God's help to reach my goal or to overcome my shortcoming, That's a good suggestion. You should fast and pray. Number two, they confessed their wrongdoing. If you realize you have weakness, if you realize you have wrongdoing in your life, if you really want to overcome them, you should confess in front of God. This is the first, and this is the we should do this. Number three, Samuel on their behalf offered a sacrifice. In the Old Testament time, the sacrifice is means today we worship God. We come to church regularly. It becomes routine. But I tell you, our worship is a mystery. Just like in Old Testament time, they made the sacrifice. From human's viewpoint, they slaughtered an animals. They offered the blood, the body of the animals. From human's viewpoint, it's just an actions. But in the spirit, because of that, God listened and God answered them. In the same way, today it's just like the routine. We come to church, we sing him, we pray, we listen the sermon. But in the spirit, they have a spiritual effective in our worship. So for this reason, many times we experience in church worship. Number four, they pray. They ask Samuel pray for them. This is also this is the most important items in their actions. The result, they received God's help. So ask ourselves, do we need God's help? If we need God's help, we need to have faithful workers in the church. We need to have the true repentance to God. The result, number two, they defeated their enemy. Do you have any enemies in your daily life? I not mean the people. Our sinful desire, that is our enemies. Our wrongdoing, that our enemies. So if we want to defeat our enemies, we need a return to God. Number three, they recover the territories. Think about what have you been lost. You need to get it back. Number four, they had a peace life. Ask ourselves, are we a peace Christian? Are we a happy Christian? Ask ourselves, do we receive the help from God? We need the help from God, but do we receive the help from God? Let us learn from this lesson, how could Israel get God's help and revive? Let's pray in silence.